I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Contributor Alan Minskoff is with me this week, and we have a very varied week with lots of really terrific books. Hello, Alan.
Howdy. And today is really quite different than yesterday. This is a nonfiction book, but it is written by kind of a French poetic travel writer. He's a man who the end result of this event was a book of poems that accompanied photographs. And I'll explain that because The Art of Patience refers to a trip to Tibet to look for the elusive snow leopard.
And who's the author?
It's Sylvain Tesson, and it is read by David Pitou.
Okay, and he's en route to search for what?
The elusive snow leopard.
Oh, yeah, that is elusive. Regular leopards are elusive.
Absolutely. And unlike Peter Matheson, who never saw the snow leopard, they do see the snow leopard on several occasions.
Wow.
This is a very immersive audiobook, and it is set in, of course, an exotic location, mm-hmm. and it is very cold weather, and it has a tremendous amount of atmosphere, but it also had a feeling of a Frenchman writing it. And I can't quite put that into words, but I think you'll know what I mean when we listen to the section later. He's very philosophical. He lets his mind wander, and they have this remarkable experience. Now, he is a man who has traveled the world. He has walked around the world, and he's kind of an active, maybe even a little hyperactive. And the reason this is the Art of Patience is there's a lot of waiting, and waiting in difficult moments of weather to see this animal.
And who's he with?
He is with the French photographer, Vincent Meunier.
Okay, and it's just the two of them? Or
no, there are about four people. They are the main two, though, and they're the ones that you learn most about. Mm-hmm. I think there are a total of four on this excursion.
And are there photographs in the book as well?
In their book, there are. And I actually haven't seen the actual book of The Art of Patience, so I just listened to it.
Okay, but they saw the elusive snow leopard. That's very exciting.
More than once.
And how is David Pitou reading this?
You know, a lot of people will recognize David Pitou's voice because he is an actor who we get to see quite a bit. And I'm going to read this from the review because I was so impressed with him. I said, David Pitou unpacks his full valise of vocalizations in this exceptional story of encountering one of the planet's least seen animals, the snow leopard. And he reads their very brief little sections, but he modulates his voice and he captures the quiet drama of the waiting and of the people and of their excursions into thoughts about the planet, about ecology, and about what it is to search for an animal that there are simply no more than 5,000, if that, across a dozen countries. These are very rare animals indeed.
Yeah, they definitely are. So why don't we listen to you a little bit?
Oh, let's do it. This is a little longer excerpt. I thought it needed it.
Okay. Well, with The Art of Patience, yes. Okay, this is The Art of Patience by Sylvain Tesson, and it's read by David Pitou.
It took 3 days to cross eastern Tibet by car. We were headed south of the Kunlun Mountains to the plateau of Chung Tung, where Meunier knew steppes that abounded with wild animals. "We'll take the main Golmud to Lhasa route," he had told me on the plane. "We're heading for the village of Budongchen, next to the railway. And from there, we'll head west toward the foothills of the Kunlun Mountains, to the Valley of the Yaks." Is that what it's actually called? It's what I call it.
Valley of the Yaks sounds very romantic to me.
It really did. Well, this is, like I said, there's a kind of French romantic quality. You've hit on it. And Pitou, what I loved about his narration is he's very deliberate. He's reading an audiobook called The Art of Patience, and he is not going to rush you through it, even though it's not a long listen, about 6 hours.
That is The Art of Patience by Sylvain Tesson, and it's read by David Pitou. Great suggestion. Thank you so much, Alan.
You're welcome.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. And don't forget, Audiophile's new podcast, Audiobook Break, that's the place where we serialize complete audiobooks and present them chapter by chapter. We're beginning another book. Starting September 14th, listen to the book that has inspired writers and artists for thousands of years, Homer's The Iliad. It's performed by Anton Lesser, and it's published by Naxos Audiobooks. And given that this story of the Siege of Troy with its kings and warriors and interfering gods was created for oral performance, it is tailor-made for audiobooks. So the story begins on September 14th. Be sure to follow Audiobook Break, and the episodes will just appear in your feed. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.